What's up, guys? Barry Nobles here. I want to remind you guys about the Mighty Moe's BMX Cruise happening this year, December 14th through the 19th. We're going to be heading out of Miami, heading to the beaches of Grand Caymans in Jamaica. Not only am I going to be speaking about my career in BMX, but we're also going to have toga parties, dodgeball tournaments, and so much more fun for the ultimate pit party away from the track. We'll be cruising on the Royal Caribbean's Independence of the Sea. This is an 18 and up event. If you're interested, all the info is in the link below.
Welcome to episode 200. It is going to be a heater this evening.
200.
We got Mighty Mo, the man behind the cruise, joining us. Moses Tillman is going to be in shortly. I want to welcome and thank all of you for joining us for show number 200.
Can you believe that?
Nope.
I can't either. Actually, I was talking to my dad yesterday. I'm like, 200? He's like, no way. I said, yeah.
200. I thought we might have run out of people to talk to.
No.
Or that wanted to talk to
us.
Maybe that's it. Yeah, they don't want to talk to us.
Yeah, it's I still can't believe it. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about the cruise. We're going to talk about Mo's career, everything he's had going on. Because Mo, a lot of people don't know, he was our first paid sponsor. I still have the check hanging up in the office. And he's grown. We've grown. I couldn't think of a better person. He's the only person I thought for episode 200. Yeah. We're coming to you live from the Ethan Clark Studios like we do each and every week here in Heartland, Michigan. Sitting here at the Die Job Apparel News Desk, you got Chris and I. Yep. The breaking news this evening, you're looking at it. Show 200. We made it.
It's awesome. It's exciting. And thank you to everybody who watches every week, or if you're watching even for the first time.
You know, welcome in.
Thank you for liking and enjoying what we do.
You guys,
we enjoy doing it.
Get busy in the chat. Shout out. You guys got questions, comments. If you've got stories from your cruise that you went on, put them in there. We're gonna be reading them. Format's going to be a little different than normal, a little looser this evening.
Hopefully they're, PG-13?
We don't give a shit. I don't care.
Yep, I'm making Chris read all those.
Yep.
Thank you, Melissa.
Danger Snack is bringing our guest in this evening, and it'll be on the screen here in a minute. You guys get over, check out Danger Snacks. This is the snack. That's the difference between dragging ass or hauling ass. Get over, use our discount code SHITSHOW for 10% off. We got a good one this evening for the trivia question, or chat question.
Chat question, yes.
I was like, ooh, you came up with one? Good.
No, I didn't. Nope, you're on your own.
Damn.
So this is always a good one. It gets a lot of conversation going. We've done, what are you currently on? What do you want to be on? But what is your favorite frame company? Whether you're on it right now, or it's one from the past, or it's one from mid-school or new school, just what is your favorite frame company? Whether you're riding on it, whether you want to ride one, or buy one, or own one, or you already have one, and it's one of your collectors.
Yeah. Cool.
I know Chris.
Yours is in Auburn, isn't it, Chris?
Auburn? I don't know. What the heck is that?
Is it Greg Hill?
I know what it is.
What is it?
Oh, let's see. A favorite. Well, that's tough. I mean, Patterson
We knew it was Patterson
back in the day, and I still have it, and I love it. But the Supercross stuff that Bill Ryan's coming out with lately is, wow.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So I guess those would be my two. I have two.
Two? That's fine. Yeah,
those are mine.
Melissa, do you have a favorite frame company?
No.
No.
but I appreciate you asking. Well, so. I feel included.
We'll ask our guests once we get on this, once we bring him in. But I actually, it's Auburn. And Auburn? I've actually shared that with our guest before.
Cause I thought so.
He has one that he still rides around every now and then. Our lightning round this evening is brought to you by 110 Nutrition. And our show doesn't happen without the support of the following companies: Getaware, Hex Shack, DB Sports World, Mega Design Group, BMX Supply. And Melissa is back at her Gate 9 producer's perch. What's going on this evening, Melissa?
Not too much. Excited. This is great. This is amazing. Chris brought over some yummy cupcakes, so thanks to Chris and his wife Shelly for doing that. They had little 200s on them and everything, so that was super sweet.
Little treat, the three of us before cupcake.
So we're sugar hide.
Yeah.
So let's go.
All right, without further ado, let's welcome in our guest.
Cake right here.
Speaking of cakes on cruises, Mo, welcome to the show. Welcome back. How are you?
Good. What's going on, ATV crew and my insane cruise posse out there? What's going on?
Hey, that's us.
Love it.
Oh, changing. Okay. No, no, we're excited. So, got, where do we want to start here? Why don't we do a quick recap of your BMX, and then we'll go into the cruise, and we'll probably be on the cruise for quite a long time. So,
sounds good. Looking forward to it. You were one of... tell you how happy and honored I am to be a part of your Bicentennial 200th episode. It really means a lot that you guys asked me to do it.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you for being here.
We love it. Yeah. So I guess that would be we could recap that real quick, because you were one of our early guests on the show. So we have probably quite a few new people now that probably haven't seen that episode. You could go back and look for it on YouTube if you wanted to.
It was, ironically, the very first appearance Mo had was May 1st. So we almost kind of lined up.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But it was over 3 years ago that you were on.
For the very first time.
Yeah. Yep. And you've jumped in a few times and done kind of some collabo shows with us.
Sure.
With other people. But yeah, I was digging it up, and I'll put the link in the chat, and we'll put it in the show notes too for you guys listening to the podcast versions that you can go back and check it out, because you jumped on. It's a Friday Night Live show. We were on for a few hours at that time.
And oh, yeah. It was like episode 33 or 34 or something like that.
Yep. Oh. It was very early on.
And... thank you, COVID.
Right.
Yep.
For sure.
So run us through. Now, okay. Well, first off, what is your favorite frame company?
That's a tough one. I raced on Factory Hawk in the early 90s, 92, 93, and I won my most nationals on that. That's the one that I... you know, tripled at the Grands on, but probably my Supercross.
Mm-hmm. Ah, all right.
You know, they're my last factory sponsor. I rode for them from 02 through 07. Mm-hmm. And I have nothing but, you know, man, kudos to give to Bill Ryan and the product that he puts out.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got the Torker stuff now. Just dropped that last weekend, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, at Dirty Fest.
Yeah. Yeah, so just go check that out. But yeah, so you raced after 07, or was that about when you finished?
My final grants was ABA grants 2009.
Nine, okay, all right.
So 15 years I've been out of the game, quote unquote.
Yeah, how old were you when you started?
I was 14. I started July 24th, 1984.
Oh wow. You know the date and everything. That's awesome.
He's probably told the story a timer.
Oh, yeah.
60 dozen.
I got my first trophy of series with the date on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
I remember you showing that on that Friday show.
Yeah.
That you still had the very first show. What kind of, you know, we want to spend some time talking about the cruise, but we also want to make sure we get in and talk about your riding career too. So what was it that got you actually into the sport? Was it a friend? Was it a family member? Like, how'd you stumble into the sport of BMX racing?
Well, I'd always been one of those kids that would set up ramps and jump ramps in front of the house, or jump, you know, hit curbs and so on and so forth. But then when I saw the McDonald's commercial, the Chips episode, E.T., shout out Robert Cordoza. It really had me wanting to, you know, compete. And one day back in summer of 84, one of my best friends at the time found some trails with some actual riders that raced that were, you know, going around practicing. And he came and got me. And I went up there and I just fell in love with, not the guys, but fell in love with the riding that they're doing out there. And there was one guy in particular, his name Rich Reitmeier, which is the one that the catalyst of my BMX cruise, you know, he saw me trying to jump a set of doubles and, you know, he showed me how I should have my body position and the bike and so on and so forth, jumped them. And after that, we're pretty much best friends. That particular Tuesday, he was going home saying that he had to get ready for a bicycle race. And I, wow, you race? He's like, yeah, I go down to Bourbonnais, a track, Southern Illinois, every Tuesday night. And I told him that I wanted to go the next week. And he said, ask my mom. And, you know, we would go together. So we went there that Tuesday night, time to sign up. I didn't know what class to sign up as. And he was like, well, you can already bounce. So race intermediate. So I've never raced a novice race in my life. I was intermediate from day one.
Wow. Nice.
I got a third the first time because me and a guy crashed in the first motor. He got taken away to the hospital.
Oh. Uh-oh.
So I got third kind of by default. And I went a long time without making my mains. And then in 85, things kind of started clicking. So I'd win my Tuesday night race at the local races. We needed 10 wins at the time to turn expert. I had my ninth win, and I wanted to go to the ABA Grand for the first time. So I wanted to win the Grands before I turned X. I guess I was sandbagged before it was a turn. So I just knew I was going to win the Grands. But unbeknownst to me, well, I failed the math in school, and as a result, I miscounted my wins.
Oh.
So 2 weeks before the ABA Grands, my expert card shows up.
Ouch, that's painful.
Oh.
Yeah, so
Oh
when we
no.
roll to the ABA Grands, I'm practicing. Then the moto sheets come up. I look on the moto sheet. Chris Beck is Factory Hutch, Sean Callahan, Factory 09, and Factory Free Agent Eric Carter. And I sit down and
Ooh.
started crying. So
Yeah.
I got my ass kicked pretty bad,
Abbott.
but it was a learning experience. I, you know, every loss that I had, I learned from it. It took me 8 years before I ever won a national, so I was kind of a, you know, slow learn. And it took me 7 years before I ever made my main at a national. You know, I made my main in 91 and got a third in 19 and over expert and a fourth in cruiser. And then in 2002, my final year as amateur, I tripled at the Grands, winning 19 expert, 21-25 cruiser, and 19 and over open.
That's wild.
So for all the younger riders out there and older ones, you know, don't get discouraged if you're not, if you can't win or even make the mains right off the bat, because if I had that attitude, I would have quit years before I actually, I guess, quote unquote, you know, came into my own on the
Sure.
national circuit. So
Right.
just, you know, just keep trying because you never know when you're going to crack through and great things will happen.
And you're the first person to triple at the Grands, correct?
Yeah, that's what I've been told.
That's
So
what I've
that's
been
kind
told.
of
All these years, that's what he's been told.
Well, I think that's pretty
I
awesome.
heard right afterwards, oh man, you're the first one to triple, and I kind of figured that's kind of cool, you know, being the first person. I never thought I was anything special. I could turn my cranks a little bit quicker, but I never thought I'd be able to accomplish anything like that. You know, that year that I tripled, I got nag one on both bikes, and if I would have had one more win in 92, I'd have been 92 national born amateur. But I still ended up getting number five, so that's still nothing to sneeze at.
Not at all.
No, that is awesome.
That's iconic for
It
sure.
is. Yeah,
Thank
that's
you.
sweet.
What was it that got you to transition into pro? Was it somebody talking with you about it? Was it an idea you came up with on your own, or did you set that as a goal?
Well, locally, I'd been winning since 1988, and I was, you know, beating the local pros. And a lot of people kept telling me, "Why don't you turn pro? Why don't you turn pro?" At that time, I hadn't even won a national yet, so I didn't want to, you know, put the cart before the horse. I wanted to, you know, kind of make a name for myself and be a national, you know, national caliber competitor before I toyed with the idea of turning pro. Well, then in 91, I had my first win. I ended up getting nag three on both bikes, and at the time I was 21. So then I figured 2022, I'm going to make that my last year as amateur, and let's just see how it goes. And you know, I won, I want to say maybe 25 nationals that year. And at that time, I figured, you know what, I'm peaking at just the right time. Let me give the pro a shot to see
Yeah.
how I'm going to do. And actually, my first race, Reno of 93, I had Dale Holmes, Jason Richardson, Danny Nelson, Matt Hayden, Chris Moeller,
Oh my
Billy,
gosh.
all those guys. And I ended up getting a first and single A pro and a second behind Terry Tennant in Pro Cruiser, my first pro race.
Dang, that's cool.
Wow.
That's some amazing company.
So I
That
figured I
is.
made, you know, the right decision at the time.
Yeah. Shoot.
And
Yeah,
for those of you
those are
guys
no joke, those guys, yeah.
tuning in, you said you had A pro. So for a lot of people, there was two pro classes, and you had A pro, and then you was it you earned X amount or you won X amount?
To make I'll say $5,000 or something in a year to turn double A, and it took me just under 7 months
Nice.
to get the money that I needed to turn. I could be off by a little bit of money, but that's the number that pops in my head.
It's okay.
Yeah.
And
Wow.
you're off in the elite class at that point, or double A pro for us old school folks.
Yeah.
How long was it in were you in there until you had your first win?
Well, I had a rough go. I had initially racing, you know, Pistol Pete and Gary Us and Veltman. It's rough racing against the guys who you idolized growing up and, you know, still idolized when you saw them at the races. Oh, yeah. So 93 was a learning experience, not to mention my bike got stolen the night before the Grand, so I raced my first AA Grands on a borrowed bike.
Oh, no.
So fast forward 94, I'm training. I went to Louisville, Kentucky, and got a second, two-thirds in AA and in Pro Open.
It's good.
Well, going on the 30-year anniversary this year. Actually, the race came that ended my, I want to say, quote-unquote, AA career. It was an NBL National downstate in Springfield, and I was flying all weekend, beating Wade Boots. You know, me and Rattles were going at it, me and Jason Richardson. Well, in the mains on Sunday, all I remember is going into the second turn, or the first turn, in second place, you come up, there's a reverse step, and then a roller into a left-hand turn. Well, me and I want to say Barry McManus, we locked elbows, and I got thrown over the handlebars head first into the next jump so fast, I didn't have time to get my hands out.
Mm. Ouch.
So my glasses shattered, my face, seizure, and long story short, I remember going into the first turn in second place on Sunday, waking up in bed Friday morning.
Damn.
Whoa.
And my mom said I got in my car and drove around, went various places, but I don't remember doing anything.
Hmm.
You know, and at that point, I was still racing AA, but I'd go into a corner in a pack, and I would subconsciously, you know, tap the brakes and back off because I didn't want to.
Beginning,
you know, so after that, I had to make a decision. Do I want to, you know, keep on, you know, get my ass handed to me in AA, or do I want to go back down to single A and regroup to see what happens? And that's what I did. In 95, I came back down to single A. And that year they had number one, they had AA Pro and single A, your numbers. And single A, your number started at number 50. No, at number 51. The first 50 were AA. And that year I got 52 right behind Renato Silva. He was the number one single A for that year. So then 96, everything was going good. And then I crashed at the Grands and had a really bad break in my arm. Me and Richard Pelton tangled up first moto, first jump at the Grands. Mm-hmm. Then that was it. Yeah, I've had some good times and some pretty good injuries in the sport.
Yeah.
You know, my best accomplishment in single A was I won the 98 ABA World Cup World Champ in Rockford.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of nice to win that in front of my home crowd.
Definitely.
For sure.
So,
that's awesome.
I raced single A off and on. I got a job to where I couldn't really train and ride as much as I needed to be able to be at the level I wanted to be at. So in 02, I dropped back down to amateur just to have fun again. Mm-hmm. And then I just raced that. I got nagged pretty much every year, got hooked up by Supercross up until, you know, 2009 when I kind of decided to call it a career.
When that time came, was that a conscious decision? You were like, I'm done racing? Or was it like one of those things just kind of fizzled out because like the work and everything else took over?
All I can compare it to is if you're in a relationship and you fall out of love with the person you're dating.
Uh-huh.
You stick around for a couple of years to see the spark come back, and then you realize it doesn't. You're like, well, you know, what the hell am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my last year was 2009, and I was still winning nationals. But I'd go to the nationals, race, go back to the hotel by myself, have dinner by myself, and just do the same thing the next day. I went to Rockford because I had the longest continuous streak, the only rider that had been at every Midwest National from 87 until 2009. And I had the longest Grand National streak, 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was just going to these races because that's just what I did.
Yeah,
I wasn't having fun, but I was going because I was a BMX rider, and that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and something like that, when your heart's not in it, that's when you risk getting injured.
Sure.
So then I kind of call it a career. And I didn't go back again until 2020. The nationals that we all were at see to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I first started doing the Mighty Well BMX cruise.
Mm-hmm.
So have you had an itch to race?
I wish I did. You know, 25 years.
Yeah.
Traveling the country, 46 states, 7 countries, and meeting a lot of friends. And I'm at the races. People ask me what I missed about races. I missed all my friends. I miss my friends more than being on the, what I say, on the dirty side of the fence.
Right. Which yeah. kind of lends itself to what you're doing now, which we'll get into in a second. But that's it makes
it does make sense. Yeah.
Because we had a guest on when we started out. He's like, remember Bill said, BMX racing, it's 9 hours with your friends for a minute and a half of racing.
Like, oh yeah.
That's it right cool. there.
Well, I also
hey, a lot longer now that there's only one sanction and races get over with at midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow, right. That's a good point.
Yeah. Or we're in the middle of a tornado or a hurricane when we were at Rock Hill.
Oh, Rock Hill?
Yeah. We were in
might have been both.
It could have been both.
It could be both, yeah.
And we got back to the hotel that night at 1 o'clock in the morning. We were dragging. We're dragging ass that race.
Next
that
morning.
Was that world's qualifier. Just ran late because it rained.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was rough.
Yeah, they do get some weather there.
Damon falling asleep to that goddamn MTV show he likes, and our alarm
ridiculousness.
Our alarm's going off at 7 a.m. I'm like, we got back. Remember, we got back, and it was still on the TV.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you guys left the TV on all day.
No, we left the track. At like 1:12:30, got to the hotel, and it was still going. I think it went to quarter, like 1:30 in the morning or something.
Oh,
that world's qualifier that year.
It was
okay.
Terrible. So, racing.
I wasn't even racing, and it sucked.
Yeah, that's tough. Yes, so Mo, Sean Gifford in the chat, Die Job Apparel. I think you guys you might know each other.
Thank you for the T-shirt. 200th one.
He had a good question. I actually think I'm kind of curious about this too. Sort of asking how hard or how nostalgic has it been sort of going through all your old trophies and then kind of reliving, you know, your story moving forward.
It was tough. A lot of you know, but a lot don't know. I lost my mom about 2 months ago. Oh, and my family and I were going through the hard task right now, cleaning out her house. And we had a huge dumpster in the driveway. And I just threw out hundreds of old trophies. It was one of the hardest things that I had to do. I mean, those national trophies, local trophies, the ones that were really important, my first national MBNL win and the trophy that turned me to expert. I kept all those, mm-hmm. but it was still hard because every trophy you grab and read the plate, it tells a story. Everything just comes back instantly.
I believe that.
Wow.
That was really hard. But I guess on the positive, my brother Mike, he jumped in the dumpster. I didn't even realize it, but he took all the trophies and he pulled all the plates off.
What a cool idea.
That's cool. I was going to say that, but I said, well, if he threw them away, I'm not going to say it now. But yeah, a lot of guys do that. They'll pull the plate off and just keep the plate.
That's a great
idea. He's like, you can get a nice wood, nice piece of wood, get it varnished,
yep.
and just put all the plates on according to the year. I mean, it's not every one of them, but it's enough to kind of get an idea of, you know, my overall career.
There's a lot of them.
Wish I'd have thought.
So I was happy he did that for me.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Wish I'd have thought about that about 2-3 months ago.
Oh, did you get rid of something?
I did.
Oh,
I did. It's cool. You know what though? I have that with number plates. So I keep number plates, and Melissa made this big collage. It's in the other room, and it's funny because when it's there and I look, I'm like, whew, I instantly go back to like. That number plate, you know, when I was in high
that
school,
team,
like
that.
I can remember that. I can remember this. Nope.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I have,
it might take me all the way back to the '80s.
Yeah.
Bro, you've been at it for a minute, man.
Yeah. See, we used to reuse them each year. We'd peel the numbers off and then put new numbers
I have some
on
of
the
them.
Same plate and that kind of thing. But now, you know, like gate 9, Billy, he makes you a new one every year when you get a new number. So
that's
because have them.
That's because you got a bro deal, not the rest of us.
I don't think
minions.
It's a bro
we
deal.
Reuse ours.
I think it's
I turn mine around backwards.
Oh,
you turn
it around. Stop it.
Hey, these are the only number plates that matter, right there.
There you go.
Oh, we do have some of those around too.
Yeah, we got a few of those around the house. Yeah. So yeah, but no. So I have all mine on the wall.
Do you?
Actually in my office at work, and I just each January I'm like, oh, time to add a new one.
Put a bunch of them out in the garage hanging up.
Yeah.
Well, you guys want more on Mo's career because we went really in depth on that May 1st show.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll put the link up. Go listen to it, watch it, whatever, like it. Whatever your flavor is. Yeah, like it. Because we got really, really in depth. Like Mo got out that very first trophy, shows us and everything. But we want to make sure we get some time to talk about the cruise, because, man, this thing has blown up. But before we do that, I want to share this funny story on how Mo and I kind of crossed paths but didn't cross paths. So I got talked into going down to Steel Wheels by Damon, the DJ for the cruise, and he's on the show. He fills in from time
DJ
to time.
DJ Damon.
He's like, you got
says, watch out for upside down pineapples, by the way.
Yes.
Damon said that? Yes.
He says, you got to come down the Steel Wheels. Just come down, come down, come down, come down. So we're like, all right. It was at the end of the year, or like, you know, December 15th, like a double-double. They were
doing last race of the season type of thing.
Yeah. So I'm on the fence. Melissa's like, let's go. We go. Okay. So we go down, and I said, and I remember walking over into staging, like, why does that name look familiar? I see this Mo Tillman cruise, and
we had the video script.
Like, you had the little thing playing. iPad or something. It was Craig Reynolds was going to be your first.
He was first guest.
Yeah, and I remember seeing it, and I recognized Craig Reynolds' name and stuff, and I'm like, I know who this is, but like I wouldn't talk to Mo.
Like, who's this dork behind the desk?
I said, dude, I bet I walked by 10, 12 times.
Yeah, no, we talked about it.
And
definitely.
I'd be across, and I'm like, what is a BMX cruise? No one knew. Like, we just could have walked up and asked him.
What did you think it for? Did you know it was a boat, or did you think it was like a slow
He had a video playing, and he had a video playing explaining the cruise, but I was caught up in Craig, because he's a big rider I looked up to. And I'm like, wait, I just didn't quite get what that person's role was. Now, fast forward, we end up crossing paths through the show. And it got postponed because of COVID.
Oh, the cruise did, yeah.
Well, COVID happened in that cruise. And then we end up meeting, and Mo comes on the show. And now we've been friends for 4 years now. And this cruise is blown up. And you'll see the pictures going through here of various years and stuff like that of the cruise and all the fun activities, which you'll get into and tell us about. But first and foremost, thank you for pushing me to get on the cruise.
Oh, yeah, you were adamant about not going on a cruise. You're like, there's no way in hell I'm going to go. Yeah. Come on, you know, just give it one chance. If you don't like it, you never got to do it again. But if you do love it like I know you're going to, then you're going to be hooked.
And I am.
Yeah,
100%.
It's awesome.
And to see this idea of you behind this little folding table with you had a phone, right? Was your phone? Did you even have an iPad yet?
I thought he had an iPad or a screen. No, I didn't. Or something.
Yeah, it might have. Could have, man. And now you go buy a Mighty Mo setup, and it's like goddamn furniture under his 10x10 tent. He's got walls.
No, I should have sent you a picture of it.
And if you slide it over, I can get it up. Wait, no, it's on your Facebook, right? There's a picture on your Facebook.
No, I'll send it to you during a commercial break.
We don't do those anymore.
We'll play the Barry thing again.
Oh, yeah, we could. No, I do have commercials I can dump to real quick. It'll be like old days. But now he's got like a whole setup. He's got speakers that play, and it plays commercials and stuff. It's been really cool to see this. But where I'm going with this is, the passion you have for this is what's made it grow. The fact that when you cross paths with somebody and they talk to you, you see it, you feel it. And it's been really neat to be part of, to see how big this has gotten. And if you're on the fence, here's your sales pitch from Justin. You're on the fence, book it. Go do it. You will not regret it. The events that you and Anita put on, the just camaraderie with other BMXers, and the all different BMXers from, you know, first
school.
Generation, mid school, new school,
right? And
everybody
and even the riders today, you have, you know, novices and intermediates, you know, running around with, you know, top national riders. But at nationals, you don't run in those same circles, so you would never have a chance to meet those riders that you end up being friends with on a Mighty Mo BMX cruise, because you're with your factory and these guys are with their bike shops or whatever. So it really gives a chance to open up the BMX world. You know, once you take the jerseys and leathers off and the bicycles with the plates and hang them up, everybody is, you know, all on the same level. I mean, I've always put everybody on the same level throughout my career, but, you know, some people at Nationals have a feeling that, you know, if they're a factory rider, you know, they're above talking to and hanging out the novices and intermediates. But on a cruise, you don't know what class you are or so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's at the same level, and the friendships that have formed through my cruise the past couple of years, you know, people are still talking about every time I see them.
Yeah. I mean, who knew Stu Thompson was such a big deal? I had no idea.
Melissa.
I live and learn. And now he's like your number one spokesman. I don't think I see a post on his page without mentioning.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I love the publicity that Stewart gives. And he says he does it because he has such a good time. He wants to open up everybody's eyes and their possibilities of them going on the next one.
Well, to what you were saying, the different people hanging out. I mean, there was a moment we were playing dodgeball and like I scoop up a dodgeball and go to throw
Justin
it.
Had a moment.
Yeah. And then I'm like, you're throwing a dodgeball at Stu.
Is this a good idea?
I barely make mains at Nationals. And there's Stu, this Hall of Fame guy and name on everything. And even my friends outside of BMX know him. And I'm like,
well, he kicked your ass anyway.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. Then I had that moment like I get hit in the side of the head because I thought too long. Like, donk, you're out. I'm like, man, I'm playing dodgeball with Stu Thompson?
Yeah.
Like, come on. Awesome. And and that's really – the cruise has fostered that, right? Like you're hanging all walks of life, all levels of the BMX and even outside of the BMX and what people come – you know, all like Chris from Texas coming there and doing the announcing for you. Like you've got all these different people hanging out and it's always a fun time. I've got a question.
This is something I think that the sport is needed.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's just
you have riders that hang out, you know, 10, 20, 30 years. They've never gotten a chance to hang out away from the track and just be friends. Yep. And that's what I try, you know, kind of given to the sport. Kind of my thanks for giving me so much, you know, so much fun experiences while we're giving back to the sport.
Right. Where'd the idea come from, Mo? Like, where did this idea come from?
Well, my friend, mentor, Rich Reitmeier, the guy that got me started racing, he was stricken with ALS and Parkinson's. And we had always talked about going on a cruise. But with him having his mobility issues, we thought that that wasn't going to be able to happen. Well, I went into the wheelchair accessible rooms, and they had them. So I figured, you know, he and I and another buddy would go on a cruise together that we'd talked about going on. Well, then I started thinking about how big of an influence he had on not only my life, but a lot of the other riders, you know, not only in the area, but around the country as far as his racing. So unbeknownst to him, I reached out to everybody in all corners of the country and told him about Rich's, you know, his sickness and how I wanted to surprise him with all the people that meant the most to him. So 30, 40 people all flew down to Miami in 2019 and surprised Rich. And he passed away last September. But up until his passing, every time we talked, he talked about how happy he was. And he couldn't believe that I brought everybody together, you know, to hang out with him. Well, we got such a good response. And I talked to my wife, Anita, which is one of the top cruise travel agents. I'm like, you know what? Why don't we do something like this and open it up to the BMXers worldwide? Because this is something that's needed for the sport, a chance for people to get together and hang out, something that a lot of them have never done. And the first 2 years got canceled because of COVID, but then 22 happened, 23 happened, and now we have 24 that's on its way. And it's coming to fruition. It's blown up just like I had hoped, just like I had dreamt about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we also have to take an extra moment, and it's not because I know you're in the chat, Anita, but your wife needs some major kudos as far as her planning ability and her customer service. And I mean,
she's the best.
The list is endless.
Yes.
So thank you, Anita, for being in support of that and for helping all of the rest of us to have these amazing vacations. And hopefully you're having a great time wherever you are right now.
Right.
On a cruise somewhere.
Yeah, she is.
You know, so we encourage everybody to go on the Mighty Mo's BMX cruise. But if you're looking to go on any kind of Royal Caribbean cruise,
good point.
Get a hold of Anita because she will give you all the inside scoop, where to go, what to see while you're on the cruise, how to book it, all that stuff. She will help you with that. And she's
and save you money.
Yeah.
And save you money. Right. Yes. So even, you know, if you can't make it in December and you want to hit a cruise another time, get a hold of her. She'll take care of you.
Thank you. Thanks for the plug.
No, it's just not wrong. Fact. I mean,
yeah,
if I was going to go on a cruise this summer or something, I'd get a hold of her and go, hey, what's available? What can we do? Where can we go?
How long has she been in the business, Mo?
Excuse me?
How long has she been in the business? I mean, this has been a lifelong career for her.
No. Okay. She worked in retail up until, I want to say, 2016, 2017.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, she found her calling then, huh?
Yeah. Then her business, her company went out of business. She was looking for a place to kind of segue into, and she jumped into travel, because before that, she'd be online 3-4 hours a day looking for places for she and I to go. So she was kind of honing her skills, which she didn't realize she was doing.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And one of her friends that we met on a cruise said her travel agent was looking for a partner and thought Anita would be the perfect fit. And she's taken to like a fish, to water. And I think it's a perfect match. I think that Anita and I are the only ones that could probably pull this off anywhere. The only two people in the world. Because 100%. With my 25 years in the sport, I still have my connections and know the people in the BMX industry. And her knowing the cruising industry inside and out, I think it's a perfect, a perfect match.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, for this is, it's awesome.
And
we had a great time.
Even the timing is right for it. Like, you putting it together, getting it started, getting it going, and how it's grown legs now. And it's these, I see it fits in with like those old school jams, because it's exactly that. It's, you get to hang out with people, right? Like the Dirty Fest, the Frog Towns, the Texas Classic Days, those events like that, they're a little more laid back. You're more hanging out. Then on the cruise, we just take the bikes away. You can still talk all the BMX you want.
Oh, yeah, Lord knows that happens.
Like I said, it's the ultimate BMX pit party from the track. It's all the fun of being at the races, laughing, talking shit, doing all kinds of stuff. But you don't have to worry about, gating up and going out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't worry about getting broke off at the Chris's Corner dodgeball tournament the first night.
Right.
And don't be late for dinner.
No. No, you don't want to be late for dinner, man, because it is good.
So I have a question about the calendar timing of it. So the first two cruises were in September, and I know you had a lot of popularity, but now this year it's moved to December. Have you guys seen any trends or changes as far as ticket sales and stuff?
The reasoning that we moved it was because in September it was nice. Hurricane season was one, doesn't really play a role because the ship can avoid a hurricane, but you still have the national season going, and you have a lot of riders that are booked on this year's cruise, as well as some USA BMX officials that wouldn't be able to go with it being during the season.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured Anita and I got together and we figured let's try December, because December, the season is over. And how awesome would it be to be on a ship a couple weeks after the Grands and kind of recap your season with all your buddies sitting around the pool.
Yeah. I wondered if that would make a big difference. It's just a lot less to worry about.
Everything's going good. The sign-ups have been really well. If we didn't have one more booking, we'd be happy with what we had right now.
Oh, wow. That's great news.
That's great.
We're more than double what we were last year. And there's still
six
more months up to
register.
That is huge.
So awesome.
Well, because I know we know a lot of people that have thought about it, but then for whatever reason, this time, this particular cruise is just working out better.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, I know it doesn't work for Chris and Shelly this year, but...
There are a lot of others.
We're
Well,
but you're part of our circle, so...
So, there is breaking news from the news desk, ladies and gentlemen. It's coming in late, but... Chris is going to be in Europe the next couple weeks.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah.
He will be off.
London.
London. He'll be in London.
I don't know if that's Europe.
Having some biscuits and tea or whatever the hell they have there.
First time in Europe?
Yeah. First time ever.
You're going to love it.
You know what he did?
You're going to seek the king out?
He was like, forget fixing the chopper. He finally sold it. And now they're just going to go to London.
First class, though.
Of course.
I'm sure.
He was trying to profit then with that copper sale.
Oh, gosh.
Dude, I thought he was kidding me. He's like, hey, man, I'm going to be off the next couple weeks. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to London. What? What kind of shit is that? Like, most people would be like, hey man, like Paul calls, I can't make it, you know, the wheel bearing in my car's taking a shit again. Like, okay, I get it, Paul, you want me to come pick you up? No, it's cool. Okay. Chris is like, I'm going to London.
Yeah.
We're talking about London. So if you're not busy, Mo, on Wednesday and you want to come out to Heartland, you can sit in his chair.
It's a very comfy chair.
Yeah. There
you go. He's going to London.
Okay, I have some other cruising questions.
Yeah, fire.
Yeah.
So yes. Kind of your thought process on your guest speakers. So the first year you had Stu Thompson.
Yes.
And then the second year was Jason Richardson. And yes. Now this year is Barry Nobles, as we saw.
The Alabama Slammer.
Yeah. So kind of talk to us a little bit about what's the process and the selection process as far as guest seeking.
Well, first when I had Craig Reynolds, I wanted him because he was a writer that I looked up to.
And I apologize. Started great
thing with him. But then he got injured and had to bow out. So then, you know, I had talked to Stu a year before just about going.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked, you know, if he went, you know, would we use him, you know, for any kind of, you know, advertising? We're like, well, no, you're just going to come as a guest. Disclaimer, if any, you know, whoever comes on the cruise, top writers, whatever, we never disclose who's going to be on the cruise because we don't want to use their name to get people on board.
Right.
So the only people that are going to ever know who's on board are going to be the people that they tell. Or when they get on board the ship, everybody's going to see them.
See
them.
Sure.
You know, like a kind of like a Christoph Levesque or Connor Fields, or if any guys at that caliber ever booked a cruise, I would never use them as advertisement without any kind of compensation. So, you know, Stu was interested in coming on the cruise. So when the deal fell through with Craig, I reached out to Stu. And I couldn't believe when he agreed to come because he's the biggest name in sports history. It's like getting Babe Ruth to come to your
baseball
party.
That's what I hear, definitely.
Yeah.
So we got him and, you know, Jason Richardson, he's a gifted motivational speaker. And I've known him since the early 90s. You know, so I figured it'd be nice he could get on, you know, kind of mix his motivational speaking in with his BMX career. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Barry Nobles, I mean, hell's Barry? No, I talked to him at first. He didn't wanna come. And after some explaining as to what my cruise was all about, he agreed. He was a little nervous because it's his first cruise as well. He'd never been on one.
And it was Jason's first one too, I think, wasn't it?
It was, yes. Yeah. And up until he agreed to go on a cruise, there'd been years and years I'd post pictures of the cruise and he's like, "You'll never catch me on a cruise ship." And then when we caught him on a cruise ship and he loved it. Mm-hmm. You know, just like all you people out there that are nervous about coming, you know, just give it a shot. I can almost guarantee your idea about cruising or your opinion's going to change once you step foot on the ship.
Yeah. I mean, really, if you like eating good food, having a couple of good drinks and a camaraderie with a bunch of people that have BMX in common,
That's the key right there.
That's, I mean, come on.
Yeah. And anything
fun in the sun
you're like worried about, like the stereotypes of
just
this.
Call Justin, he can explain it all.
You don't even notice the boat moving. We even on our cruise, we hit part of the edge of a hurricane, right, or something like that. The storms,
we were avoiding
it, and they're like, it's going to be some rough waters. Like, didn't even know.
Now you don't even know what's going on.
Well, maybe the Jack Daniels helped me not notice it, but like, regardless. It was
for the most part you didn't notice that.
There's only one thing.
The pool water just kind of.
There's only one thing that I was like, wait, you really can't do this?
Oh yeah.
And they're like, no, you can't. You can't swim off the damn boat.
Yeah. No, that's.
But with like the 9 pools that are typically on a boat, you're good to go.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Or
you know, if you had a good time on the past two, the ship we're going to be on now, Royal Caribbean's Independence of the Seas, It's even larger than the ship that we were on for the past couple months.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
You know, it was one of the largest. It was the largest ship in the world at one time. Holds, I'll say, about 4,000 passengers. You know, we have 125 rooms originally, but, you know, we have a lot less now with our bookings that have come in.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like about our cruise is I want our cruise to be BMX pure. So we've had people say, hey, you know, could our neighbors come, could our coworkers, and You know, Anita tells me, and I scroll through their social media, see if there's any kind of BMX pictures, or she'll ask how they heard about the cruise, and if they're BMXers, and if they say that they're not, then they can't come. You know, because everybody that gets on board in our group, they're not going to know each other, but they have BMX, they have that BMX that bonds them together. And if you don't have any kind of association with BMX, whether being a former rider, current rider, a parent of a rider, track operator, then all it is to you is just a vacation. And if you just want to go on a cruise, like Chris said, call Anita, she'll book you on a cruise. But we're not going to book anybody in our small group of BMXers on a Mighty Well BMX cruise.
And you have to be over 18.
Yes.
Or 18.
To the dismay of some parents whose child is Barry Noble's biggest fan. this is an 18 and over adult event. So sorry, parents.
So kind of walk us through, because I know I've had this where people have asked me about the cruise, you know, and I'm like, no, it's not like that. And I kind of explain to them your activities that you're doing. We'll talk about those, but you're just in, like, you're on the boat. There's thousands and thousands of people that are not there doing the BMX thing. So you have other stuff to do. Melissa, I took Melissa ice skating on a boat
first time.
And there's, you know, there's lots of other things to do, but Mo and Anita put this awesome itinerary together. It's in your room. And it has the things that you're doing. Kind of walk us through that part. Like, these are the things you do. This is what makes it the BMX cruise.
Well, yeah, we actually, Anita and I, we go on that cruise that the BMX cruise is slated for, the ship and itinerary, to do a recon cruise, make sure the ship is the way we want to be, make sure the crew members know our vision for the event. So by the time everybody gets on board the ship, all the events are already laid out and perfect. We make a moto sheet, and we put all the group activities on the moto sheet, which is on everybody's doors. What we have to do is, for the opening ceremonies and the dodgeball and the speaking event, we have to submit to Royal Caribbean our venue and our time. Then they come back to us with their kind of counter time. Then we kind of go back and forth negotiating. You know, I'm happy to say that this year, Anita and I have our events at the venues and the times that we want. So everything's got to be good. If you have shows you want to go to after the event, the event should be over with by, I'll say, 8 o'clock usually on the night. So you're still free to go enjoy the rest of the ship and not feel like you're locked in and you're missing out on something. Because when you're not at one of our events, it's still your cruise and your vacation. There's other things you want to do on board the ship instead of just hanging out with us for the 5 nights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because folks that haven't been on a cruise, there's usually some type of a show, entertainment in the evening on the ship. So, you know, you can go to the BMX event and then go to, I don't know, sometimes it's like a singing and dancing show or showgirls.
I think we saw a comedy. Didn't we see a stand-up comedian?
Yeah.
And then a game. We saw a game show. Yeah.
And on this ship, it's a full production show of Grease. So everybody is
I love it.
I need to just chime
in. That is good. It's so good.
Oh, Shelly's going to be so disappointed. That's her favorite.
Real quick, I got to say.
On Broadway. Love it.
I got to say hi to somebody. They're not in the chat, but Chris, thank you for tuning in. Chris is one of my bosses at work.
Oh, hey.
He's taking screenshots of us and sending it to all my coworkers right now. Oh, so thank you for tuning in to Show 200. I appreciate it.
Like and subscribe.
Yeah. That's right. Okay, I got.
You got some
more questions.
Yeah, fire away.
Let's talk about your sponsors.
Yeah, because one of them.
Because you got a new one this year, right?
And they're in the chat.
Oh, my news! Oh, we have the Shutt family. It's George, Catherine, Tyler, and Wendy Shutt from Premier National BMX Team.
Yeah,
gotta say Texas, hi. They're going to be the sponsor for our opening ceremony on day number one.
Love it.
Now that's somebody I did not know. We went on the cruise. I got to meet Catherine and Tyler and all those guys. And shoot, they're like friends now.
They're such a great family.
They're so fun, outgoing.
They got the BMX team.
Yes, the national premier.
You're friends with them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he needs a bro
deal. You haven't invited him on the show yet?
You need a hookup. You need a bro deal.
I knew the bro deal was coming.
Catherine and George are nuts.
Yeah.
No, they're fun. Party last year.
Yeah, we had a great time at the 70s party. We hung out, talked. Yeah.
No, good people. This year we're going back to the toga party.
Oh.
And reason behind that is the 70s party requires you having to bring your costume.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
A lot of fools came rolling in just a regular clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Either they said they forgot them or they didn't read our monthly newsletter. Yeah. On the gate, and they didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Or there
the toga party, your costume's already there.
Yeah.
In the form of your bed sheet.
Or you can buy something and bring it with you.
Yeah, we're Justin and I are stepping it up this year.
Yeah.
He doesn't know it, but we're on it.
I mean the competition is fierce. This year we're gonna be giving out two trophies, one to the single best costume. And then one to the best couple.
Ooh, babe, it's on.
You know, I got that bright idea from our Insane Cruise Posse member, Miss Lizzie Jones.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Justin, that's something that I didn't think about. You know, the single people.
Yeah.
Try just as hard.
Yeah.
Work on their house just as hard as the couples.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Justin and I were the only two in colored toga costumes.
That's
last
true.
Year.
You guys had green or something?
He had green and I had a purple.
Yeah.
Well, I went ATB green.
Yep.
Right on.
I had grills.
Yep.
You did.
I had them grills.
By the way, courtesy of DJ Damon Tucson.
Yep.
Resident DJ.
Looking forward to that.
Yes.
That's really cool right there, right? Like, you guys met, and then Damon's on a boat DJing.
Yeah.
So Damon's the best.
Like, hey, man, I'll come over and DJ during the show in your basement studio. Yeah, that'd be awesome, Damon. Like, hey, man, I'm going on this boat and DJing, too. I'm like, we'll be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's DJing all over,
it's
too.
Gonna
so that's
good
pretty
having cool. Everybody on board. I wish Chris and Shelly could go, but I understand, you know, the situation
We got stuff already going on.
Well, they're going to London next week.
Well, that's different, but yeah.
Yeah, they don't need to go on my cruise.
Well, I suppose there's some, you know, the adverse to the change in time does put it closer to the holidays.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know,
it knocks out some people.
Yeah, you're borrowing
know,
from.
Going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but like Style Man.
Yeah.
It's
so
a tough time of year when you're delivering, you know,
packages. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys just send us lots of pictures. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard, guys, because if we do it in September.
Mm-hmm.
Miss a lot of the national riders.
Yeah, no,
and
absolutely.
In December, we got the ones with the Christmas parties and delivery. So we're just trying to find the sweet spot right
well,
now.
Well,
yeah, and sure. You won't be able to please everybody.
Sure.
No,
absolutely not.
Yeah, and that's what Mo and I talked about that mm-hmm. when he announced it was going to be then. We're like, oh, man, we're not going to be able to come. He's like, oh, I feel terrible. I'm like, dude, you're never going to please everybody.
Nope.
But if you can please.
Majority.
My dad told me this. He said, if you make 80% of the people happy, you're doing a good job.
You should have bought a bar. You only got to make 10% happy. You're doing fine. But, you know, I've been seeing, like, Nick Jones and Jill from Cape Coral's going. You got Chris Luna going. So, like, the change
oh yeah,
makes perfect sense, right? It opens it up. It's staying true to that, you know, you said that BMX core where
yeah.
That time frame, we're not racing, and you got people that are they're off, right?
Yeah,
in the BMX
track operators.
Right. Yeah. And Nick and Jill and Luna would have never been able to do something yeah. like this.
Now, have you got GMO on the cruise yet?
No.
He gets like a GMO.
He was one of the guys.
Is he in the chat?
Said,
he's in the chat.
Oh, come on, GMO. Oh, no. You gotta go, buddy.
Yeah. GMO.
Come on, you'll have a blast.
We can drink some beers and talk Prince.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's cool, you know what, and back to Barry,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of times when you get an athlete to come to one of your functions, it's after that athlete's been long retired.
Mm-hmm.
But to have Barry when he's at the top of his game right now and how things are going right now, he could very well have just won his third consecutive USA BMX Vet Pro title
sure.
2 weeks prior to the cruise and have his second UCI Masters World Championship
yep.
title as well.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Yeah, he's killing it. I'm excited to see how he's going to do his dodgeball team he's going to field.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I'll be sitting that one out.
He can't have Stu on his team. They got to be separated.
You
got to
spread the love around a little bit.
Jeez. Barry's going to be out there giving people concussions.
Well, you got to watch for the low.
Basket, that's all he get.
Yeah.
You got to watch the high toss from Stu and the low streak from Barry.
Yeah.
It's coming in. It's going to get you.
It's going to be a good time. And the dodgeball tournament, that's one of the most, hyped up events of the cruise.
Are you still starting with that?
A lot of friendships are formed, too, because, a lot of strangers get together at the dodgeball tournament. Then after the game, they become friends with it being the first night. That friendship goes, throughout the rest of the cruise and then past it. So that's a really good thing.
Yeah. Are you still, is that one of the first events?
It is. We have the sports court outside from 10:30 till midnight. And I think with it being nighttime and the wind blowing, just the whole environment is really cool that very first night.
And guys, you guys are all thinking, I'm not playing dodgeball.
Yeah, you are.
You need to do it because it's fun. And it, like Mo said, it's like an icebreaker. You meet people that you would have never met, and they turn out to be awesome people.
I already got a new bestie with Premier National Racing Team. She says the welcoming ceremonies are going to be amazing, and then her and I, we're just going to write the scores on the big board.
Yep. See, that's Kathleen, right?
I believe I can be Vanna and just like, look at this is where the score is, guys. Come on.
She's got it going on, Melissa.
I love it. I'll be right there with her. I can be her help.
And this year, we should have enough people to have 12 six-man teams.
12?
Yes.
Is it single?
We have a 12-person bracket. We've had six-man teams. Well, each team has to have at least one female. So
yeah.
We had a team last
year. Not a guy that identifies as one. Shit.
It was
straight up.
We had the beer six-pack last year, man.
The beer six.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had to have a name for the team.
I get it.
We threw it together real quick and. Shelly and I were on there, and she's like, we need four other people.
We're
going to be the six beer six-pack. And I went, okay.
If we could convince Rick to get on this cruise from Beer Budget. Rick could handicap the whole dodgeball.
He says every year he's coming.
Huh?
He's going to tell me that he's going to go when I see him.
We
got to
get him, dude. We got to get him. He could totally handicap the whole thing. Like you can have gambling going on the side and all that, and just give him a mic and he can dual mic. He can dual announce with Chris.
Oh even Anita asks, hey, did Rick book yet? I'm like, no.
What? Come on, Carter.
Give him shit. Give him shit. He's watching right now.
The Thunder Midget.
So Billy with Gate 9 says we should do the dodgeball tourney in our togas.
Wait,
that sounds scary.
Is he going to be on the cruise this year?
Who's that?
Billy.
Gate 9 Billy?
He better sign up.
He's not signed up yet. I got to call him anyway. I really...
Bro, I'll make a deal with Billy. Because... I'll make a deal. I'll play dodgeball in a toga if Billy goes on the cruise.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. No, Billy's first question is going to be, do they have Diet Mountain Dew
and
Jack Daniels? And the answer is, yes, they do.
They will. They have anything you can think of.
Were Crocs? Sure. Were Crocs allowed in dodgeball?
Hey, bring them. Wear them if you bring them.
Anything goes.
Actually, anything goes. You could probably go barefoot if you wanted to.
No, they did say something like you couldn't have slides or flip flops on it.
You're gonna
break an ankle.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, gotta put on tennis shoes.
Look, the group that's gonna be on this cruise, most of them could end up breaking an ankle even with.
Oh man, and that dodgeball, people take that seriously.
You can't start your cruise off with an injury. You got to play light.
There's enough.
We do it the first night, so the winning team has 4 more nights to talk shit.
To brag, I remember. Right. That's why you did that.
Yeah, and last year they had the championship belts.
Yeah.
For trophies.
And Chris got Anita and I one. Here's how my one looks.
Oh, there you go.
That is so sick.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm looking forward to seeing them again.
There you go. Yeah.
It's legit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that one of the undisputed ones that he gets made?
No, this one just says, it's just a thank you one. It says Mighty Mo BMX Cruise with the logo. Then underneath it says, thank you, Moses and Anita Tillman.
I think he gets those made by that company, Undisputed. They're legit belts.
Don't they do the WWE stuff?
Yeah, they're, dude, Yeah, they're like real leather, and like those plates on there are super cool and real and heavy.
Man, I feel like the shit talking in chat's already happening.
It is.
On the dodgeball?
Yes.
Yeah.
I wonder if we could finally get a fog machine from Paul and we could use it during dodgeball.
Who's traveling with that shit?
Well,
TSA, that in your
TSA
suitcase?
Might be an issue with that.
Can we get that one on the boat? Could we get a fog machine on the boat?
So Nick,
get it on the ship? Yeah, I don't see why not.
Have
it's not
one
any kind
somewhere.
Of pyrotechnics or anything.
You got to work on that one.
Nick Jones says he's too competitive and him and Jill can't be on the same team.
I totally could see that.
Hey, they can each have their own team and build it and then compete against each other.
There you go.
That's probably what'll happen.
You can chill with Jill or stick with Nick. What's it going to be?
Oh.
You know what? What's so cool about this cruise also is there's so many people, so many first-time cruisers that go that said that they would have never gone on a cruise ever if it wasn't for Anita and I putting this together.
I believe that.
Yep.
And Anita had mentioned earlier in the chat, too, that like actually working with first-time cruisers is kind of one of the things she really enjoys about her job. Which,
oh, yeah.
Between conversations with her and the newsletter that you guys put out, it's really fail-safe. I mean, every question is answered, and honestly, if it's not answered, then you just pick up the phone or text her or what email her, whatever. Yeah. And she's right there. We didn't have any concerns. No. I knew what we needed to bring, even though Justin didn't have his passport.
No,
but we didn't have driver's license.
I didn't have my driver's license.
We got on
it.
The boat. We got sailing. It was fine.
You lost your driver's license?
We went on a slow roll.
2 weeks before the cruise.
Oh, remember, we went
right.
on a rollout
yeah.
down there in Detroit, and I happened to drop it when we were on the bike ride.
I'm telling you what, that is our new secret to getting through TSA.
Yeah. Just tell them you don't have it.
They have to personally escort you, and then they don't want to wait around, so they cut lines.
It was
like, excuse us, we're letting this guy through right here.
We had reached out and right, because you asked Anita about it, and like I was Googling stuff, and we were able to be like, hey, here's what you're gonna have to do. But before the cruise, right, and Melissa's talking about these newsletters, they like everything's laid out, so before you even get on the boat, the Mo and Anita put together, and I want to make sure I got the right name, like the pre-party. So they're going to, they find a hotel for you. They're like, hey, this is the hotel we recommend.
Yep.
And they put together the busing transportation from that hotel to the boat. And you guys put all this stuff together. So this is where like that fail-safe comes in. And
this year we have 100 rooms reserved at the Miami International Airport Embassy Suites. Mm-hmm. And our rates are nearly $200 cheaper than what their website says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the cruise is just such a good deal as well. You know, you're not going to find a cruise any cheaper than what Anita got them for.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's worth every
penny. The price on this cruise is really what I wouldn't even say it's not a fair price. It's a
discounted.
Greatly discounted price. Yeah. How's that? I don't know how else
that
to say
and
it.
You kind of know what you're going to spend ahead of time, right?
It's
like,
kind of
like
having
break
a
everything
bro
down.
Deal.
Yeah, it is a bro deal. Good
oh my
call.
God, Chris. You're killing me.
You know,
it's
and,
a Mo deal.
It's a Mo deal.
It's a Mo deal.
Yeah.
There you go, bud. Yeah.
You know, and if you're on the fence, this could be one of the best times of your life that you've ever had. You know, hopefully everybody has, you know, a long, prosperous life. What's given 5 days up to possibly find a new love in your life? If you hate it, it's 5 days. You never got to go back again. If you love it, you have the whole next year to go to look forward to the next cruise.
Right.
And one of the coolest things I've heard the first time when the cruise was ending were people walking up to each other, giving them a hug, saying, okay, hey, I'll see you next year.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep. I believe it.
Yep. For sure.
You know, we want this to be on people's schedule like a national. You know, you go to the Fall Nationals, going to the ABA Grands, after the Grands, going on Mighty Mo BMX cruise to just kind of unwind after a long, hard-fought BMX season.
Yeah.
Well, you know, with all your friends. With the Nationals going on now till midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, you never really get a chance to go hang out with your friends. I mean, even in the past, when it'd be over at 5, 6 o'clock, you'd go have dinner with them, or go to the hotel and swim and have some beers or something, but it's still in a BMX setting. This is you're on the ship. Oh, hey, what are you doing tomorrow, Justin or Chris? Hey, we're gonna go to the beach, meet down at the deck at deck two at 9 o'clock. Or hey, let's go to this show, let's go to this restaurant. You can't do that at a BMX race because
there's just no time. Yeah.
It's a national without a race. That's what it is.
Yeah. So I said the ultimate BMX pit party away from the track. It's just that.
It's the best way to describe it.
I mean, even with the nationals getting done earlier, like they have been for the last, dozen or more weekends, they get done. They're getting done earlier, but still, you're racing.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, it's like I could be back at the hotel. I could be back at the hotel at 6.
Yeah.
Get something to eat. But, dude, I'm ready for bed.
Next morning.
Hey, there's room service on the cruise.
There's five nights. You have a day at sea, then we have Grand Cayman, and then we have Jamaica, and then another day at sea. And our events, we have our dodgeball tournament the first night.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Barry Nobles Slam a Symposium is going to be the second night. Then the third night, we have our reveal for the 2025 cruise, and also Barry Nobles is going to put together a documentary.
Oh, wow.
And the fourth night, we have our toga party from 10 o'clock until midnight. And then the last day is just your day to do whatever. And our events don't go any longer than 2 hours. Like, opening ceremony from 6 till 8. The Barry Nobles from 6 till 8. So you still have time before the event, and then after the event, folks, just be your vacation to do whatever you want to do. You're not always jammed together.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a good time. You've got a nice mixture of BMX stuff, and when we're not doing that, you're on your vacation, you do whatever you want to do, and it's I love it. Anita and I, we've been on over 2,000 nights worth of cruising, and if it wasn't something that was just incredibly fun, we wouldn't put so much time and money into it.
Right,
and we want to kind of bring one of our major loves to the BMX community, and I think that we're kind of hitting our mark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I also love the and I won't say family style dining, but I like the fact that everybody tries to come together for a meal. Busy throughout the day. Everybody's kind of, you run into people, but you're also, like you said, you're also doing your vacation stuff, and then you have your events, but then you all sort of sit down to dinner together, which is a nice time to be able to get to know people over, breaking a bread. Like, it's a lot of camaraderie, I think, and meeting new people really happened at that point in time for us too.
Right.
What I'd really like to see is I like to see some of the older, factory teams have their team reunions on board.
Sure.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
We got guys that haven't seen each other since, the late 80s, 90s, early 2000s, because we're all over the country. If you got teammates in California, New York, Florida, you got to buy, five, six tickets to go see them all, or everybody just buys one ticket down to Miami to go on a Mighty Mo BMX cruise and have a team reunion. I think that'd be
That's a
really
good
cool.
idea. Yeah.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
And the cake.
And cake is
Let's
good.
Let's talk about the cake. Then, Let's talk about the cake first.
Oh.
You.
We only had one cake this year.
Yeah, but
that's all right, though. It was delicious.
You can't. Awesome. It's the best cake you're ever going to have.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the first one, the cake cruise.
Yes.
But that's okay. We enjoyed every piece.
Fat guy approved, man.
Oh, man.
Fat guy approved right
awesome
there.
Awesome cake.
That was.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. The food, all the food is great on the cruise. And
you might need more than one cake with Nick Jones and I on there. We're gonna tear some shit up.
You guys are gonna.
We might need one more with all the people that are coming.
Yeah,
true. Yeah, but the food is unreal. I mean, I don't even know if you can't find something you like on this cruise to eat.
Jump off the boat.
You got problems.
Jump off the boat.
Well, and you had mentioned earlier, of course, about dietary restrictions. They've been very accommodating as far as I could see.
Unbelievable. Accommodating with diet restrictions. My wife is gluten-free and dairy-free, and there's a waiter, like the head waiter of the restaurant, comes to our table, knows her, sees her, comes to the table and gives her what she, what do you want? Here's the menu.
Here's our options. Yeah.
These are our options, and she'll order, and they'll make her something special. It might take an extra 5-10 minutes for the food to come to the table because they are making it special just for her. But it's awesome. If you have any of that, you're worried about, I'm gluten-free or whatever, they will handle that for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. And yeah, I wanted to hear, can I have just a second?
Are you going to grind your gears?
No.
Oh,
no, no,
yeah,
no.
Go ahead.
Well, in a positive way. So when this thing goes down, you sign up for this cruise. Your responsibility is getting your airfare and getting from the airport to the hotel the night before. When you get to the hotel, like Justin said earlier, there'll be a gathering there. There'll be a meeting of everybody. You don't have to get to the hotel if you don't want to, but you do. Then there's a shuttle bus from the hotel right to the cruise terminal.
You won't be late.
And you won't be late to the boat, and you'll get right in. And then you get on the boat. When you're done with the cruise, there's another bus, and it takes you right to the airport from the cruise ship. So all of that is handled.
We try to make it simple for our guests. Yeah.
Very much yes. So.
I'm just thinking, you know, people are like, oh, geez, I got to get from the airport to the boat. It's available, you know, for a small fee.
Just get there. That's all you got to do.
Reasonable fee.
It's like the bus trip and that's all part of it, too. That's what makes it fun.
Because you're sitting next to somebody you never met before.
You're going to know.
Chit-chatting with them all the way over.
It's like, awesome. Just that anticipation as well as you're getting there. Oh, hey, there's a ship. I see it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Plus, my birthday is Friday. The 20th.
Oh gosh.
Awesome.
Yep. December 20th. We might be staying in Miami. Haven't quite decided that yet.
Mm-hmm. I hope everybody's coming in at least the night before.
Oh yes. Yes, sir. Already booked.
Yes, you got to.
And one more thing, what's cool about the cruise, in my opinion, is the spouses of the riders. You got the riders that go to these old school BMX reunions. Mm-hmm. And a lot of time the spouses weren't with these riders during their heyday. So they're just kind of just sitting there, just listening to these stories. They go to Arizona, California for one or two days just for their spouse. Then they fly home. Mm-hmm. Well, get on the ship. And while they're telling their old war stories to their former competitors, the wives could be by the pool or at the spa or whatever. So it's something in for everybody. For the BMXers, you have the camaraderie, catch up with your old buddies, meet new friends, tell your war stories. And if the spouses weren't BMXers and didn't know this, you know, their significant other during the BMX days, they say, you know, honey, I'll be over here at the pool. Or, hey, I got a massage today. I'll see you when you get done. Well, so there's nothing about that cruise that is negative to the rider or the person they bring with them. And so it's a win-win all the way around.
I mean, they do have a gym on the boat. You're worried about missing your workouts.
Everything that's at home. Because, you know, you got the wives. Okay, we're going to go here to this race or this event. You know, if they're tough, oh, man. I had to go back out there again and hear the same story that I hear every year. Now they just take themselves out of the equation.
Melissa lived that one. Melissa lived that one.
Did you hear me? Welcome to my life.
So
it's that one time Mo and I were going down the first straightaway, bumping elbows. We went to the first corner and Mo took me out. You know, da, da, da.
If I didn't love it, I wouldn't be sitting in this chair right now, so.
You know what I mean.
You are absolutely right, though. You can be as involved as you want to be or as on the periphery as you need to be as well.
Be plugged in or unplugged.
That's right.
Yeah.
And there's drink packages to be had and Wi-Fi packages if you really need to stay that connected. Yeah. But, you know, whatever.
Or don't.
Hey. Food, extra restaurants. I mean, buffets. Yeah. There's ice cream. Stuff. It's insane.
You can't. Well, you've only got to walk parties. About 15 feet to find something to eat or drink.
Yeah, true. Oh, for sure.
True. Yeah, yeah.
There's water slides on this one? I think.
You have water slides. You have ice skating rink. You have the rock climbing wall. The gym, like Justin had said.
All the shows.
You get the putt-putt golf in the front.
Yep, that's kind of fun. And
they have the wave rider thing.
It's impossible to be bored. Oh, you had the flow rider.
The surfing thing.
Yeah.
It's impossible to get to be bored on board the ship.
I know. I don't think we were on the two ago. I don't think we saw the whole ship. And we wandered around. Melissa and I kept getting lost thinking we were taking shortcuts. And we kind of wandered that whole boat. And I'm pretty sure we still didn't see the whole boat. And
I kept getting tripped up by the, like, if you get off on this level and this elevator, but then you can't, it's not the same level as you walk across. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was easy to go, am I starboard or am I, like, where the hell am I?
You know, and what's really special about this ship is it's the ship that Anita and I got married on.
Oh, I did not know that. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Independence of the Seas.
No hints. I mean, what? Yeah.
Thanks, bud. Thanks, Mo. Thanks, Mo. Oh,
kidding. I'm sorry. Totally kidding.
Delete it.
No, my mom would kill me, so no.
We could safe. We could zoom her in.
You don't want to make mother mad.
No, we don't.
Get Larry to set up the link. Larry, here's the Zoom link. You're going to be at the wedding, but we're going to be on the boat.
That's hilarious.
We're going to let Anita plan it.
Yeah, well, I mean, and there's coffee, there's gourmet coffee, there's late night eats.
Different windjammer
shopping,
different kind of jammer. Bars. Yeah,
there's this pizza.
Shopping.
There's this pizza there all the time.
Oh, yeah, tell them about the pizza.
It's just there.
It's just there.
Just I'm giving you a fat. I'm going to give you a fat guy review. It's just there. You just walk up and stick your hand out, and they put pizza. And there's a plate. There's a plate.
3 o'clock. They close.
Doesn't
at,
matter.
I would say 4 o'clock in the morning. They close.
Yeah.
I didn't see past that.
But,
oh,
and there's
4:30.
There's casino, right? There's some casino area.
There's a casino for all you gamblers out there.
Yep. I'm trying to think what else I'm missing.
The spa.
We're ahead, Alyssa. We're still ahead.
Multiple hot tubs. You can go on the back of the solarium, the adult-only pool, because there are going to be other cruises on board. The ship holds over 4,000 passengers. And
We don't have 4,000 BMXers going?
Yeah, there will be children on the ship, just not in the BMX cruise
events. Yeah. Yes.
And the events are private just for the people with the cruise. You won't have the rest of the cruisers in the Barry Nobles.
Yeah, Anita mentioned earlier that some of the other passengers were trying to get into one of your events because Damon, as the DJ, was so much better than the other DJs around.
Yes.
They were like, that guy sounds good. Let's go hang out in there.
Yeah, I could totally see that happening.
All of our events are private. We got the sign outside that says private function.
Yep.
So if you're not part of the Insane Cruise Posse, you ain't getting in.
We should ask him about that.
What?
Right.
Yeah. How did you come up? Where did the? I mean, obviously, I know what ICP is, but like, is there any story behind the Insane Cruise Posse?
No, I just to play on the band name Insane Clown Insane Cruise. I thought it sounded kind of cool and liked the logo and my promotion girl Diana Vestal.
Oh yeah.
Changed the font around and made it perfect.
I like it. Are you doing the jersey photo again this year?
We are. Yes.
That's also kind of a fun event.
That is
all cool. You riders, bring a jersey because what we do on one of the nights is we have the ship photographer come and all the riders get either on a staircase or we have a predetermined place where we're going to be. And we take a picture with everybody with their BMX jerseys on, a group picture like that. And then we have everybody else that doesn't have a jersey with one of the Insane Cruise Posse souvenir shirts that you're going to receive the night before.
That's a cool.
So everybody's in uniform. Or unison, rather.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, you see a lot of old school jerseys. And
yeah, we got lucky. We got to do, where'd we went up on a helicopter deck or something, right?
On a helipad.
It
was cool.
It was so windy.
Is that your first time on a helipad?
All the banners were ripping and everything.
Yeah. And then we were doing the whole, what's that?
Titanic,
like off the front of the ship. That was insane.
Yeah, we got yelled. We got yelled at for that.
Last year, we did it in the dining room.
Main dining room.
Yeah, like that. That big staircase. Yeah.
Yeah, we have to figure out where we're going to do it this year because we're going to have so many people. It might end up being on a stage in the main theater or something.
That'd be cool.
Oh yeah.
That's all going to be it's all going to be realized when Anita and I go on the recon cruise in January.
Sure, that makes sense.
You got have we done karaoke on the cruise yet?
Do they have karaoke?
They have it.
Well, I know they have it, but I meant
we
like
haven't done it.
Have you had a okay, well, there we go. The next one right there. Mighty Mo
Justin's a DJ for karaoke.
Hey, I know how to run it, man.
Justin can sing it.
Nope. I'm the world's most okayest karaoke host, ladies and gentlemen, and we could do a Mighty Mo's cover. We could do a Mighty Mo's karaoke jam.
Hey, taking all kinds of suggestions.
There we go. Put that in the suggestion box and just make sure it falls right out the bottom. What you got ideas for stuff? You're comfortable sharing and some things that you'd like to do in upcoming cruises. Any ideas?
Well, we have a couple that we're thinking about. Can't really reveal them right now.
Fair.
Because if they fall through,
yeah,
then I, nah, you know,
because right. You haven't been on your recon yet.
I lied.
Yeah.
But no, we got some more good ideas. Get out, kid.
Melissa, did you have?
Billy says if he were there, you'd get fired from that gig too.
One fucking time.
I'm sorry, I had to share.
That's awesome.
Wow, that's out of the chat. Speaking of chat, is there anything check. I know we've been trying to jump in, jump out. I was just curious if there's any.
I mean, lots of cruise supporters, lots of talking about the photos. We kind of. Yeah, I mean, I think I
cool.
caught
good.
Everything.
Right. Yeah, you know, once you book, you're gonna be getting a monthly. You're gonna be getting a monthly newsletter on the gate, which is gonna kind of lay out everything mm-hmm. that you need to know to make your cruise as much fun and, you know, trouble free, and fearless as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know. We always say, you know, ask us whatever questions are on your mind, because chances are at one point in Anita and my cruising career, we had the same questions.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So you ask us, that way by the time you get on the ship, everything's answered. You just get on and you're already a pro even before, you know, your first cruise.
We did
the legwork for you.
See, that's what I mean by it's like fail safe. It's you can't mess it up unless you're just really not reading.
Right.
Yeah, or terrible with time. Will you still have God, forgive me for not remembering their names, but some of the other employee helpers that were part of the
Edward Hosway?
Yes. Will they be there this
team?
Year?
Oh yeah, they'll be there.
Wonderful. They are so sweet.
Yeah, they're
good.
So
guys.
Helpful. So you even have some support staff so that you and Anita are not spread too thin, especially with all the new people and the increased mm-hmm. numbers you're going to see. You will also have some pre-identified staff members that will be helping out as well too.
Yeah, they come from Puerto Rico.
That's what I thought.
And
they're very helpful.
One of the guys works for Puerto Rico, right? Like he works for the country,
the government,
or the government.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They were.
It's cool having the same team every year. That way, like you just said, Melissa, you guys, hey, how are you doing?
They were in the room next to us, so we kept bumping into them. And it great, because they were like, yeah, go here. This is where you need to be at this time. Oh, okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah, all of our guests have liked them, and we really enjoy having them with us every year. They're getting better and better you know, every year, less we have to worry about.
Yeah, no, they're great.
You want to run down the prices, Mo, on the
cruise? Yeah. Hold on a second, bad cat. Get down.
Just want some attention.
Come on, Mo. All
right.
He wants to be on camera.
Come on, Mo. You got to pet that pussy. Everyone has been thinking it, all right?
Nope.
Lies.
Not really.
Lies.
Chris and I plead the fifth. We have no idea what you're talking about.
All right. Okay, here's what we got. Okay, for an interior room, total price out the door for two people. $992. That's just a room with no window. Okay, you got it right there in front of you.
Yep.
Then a solo price, they're priced double occupancy, but if you go by yourself, you don't pay the second person's taxes and port charge. So it's like $100 or $150 cheaper
mm-hmm.
if you go by yourself. And then, you know, you see the window is $1,154 for two people, or it's $1,008 solo. And our biggest seller, we've only sold, I want to say, maybe two interiors.
Really?
The big seller is the balcony.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
$1,388 out mm-hmm. the door, tax and everything for two people, five nights, or it's $1,242 for five nights. But I mean, hell, $1,388 for two, all your food, everything, five nights, that's a killer deal.
Yes.
If you can swing the extra bucks for the balcony room, do it, because it's
well worth it.
So nice.
You know, Melissa,
you have coffee up there, just
that's
sit up
what
there.
We did.
Yes, we ordered breakfast to come by a certain time so we could sleep over the previous day's hangover. And then had coffee in the sun, which is a little hotter off the ocean, but it was wonderful.
Yeah, we
run down
and
to
the thing is if you're thinking about going and not sure, our rooms are really, you know, dwindling, especially at the balconies. what it takes to get on board. It's a $200 deposit, and up until September 2nd, it's 100% refundable. So say something happens, you know, job, work, whatever, family, you can't go up until September 2nd. You just call in and say, hey, it fell through, I can't go. You get all your money back. Unless, I think the suites are non-refundable deposit, but the regular ocean view, interior and balcony, 100% refundable up until September 2nd. And also, Anita makes it easier as well, because you can make payments. Once the $200 is paid, you can make payments over the course of time. So next thing you know, it could be June or July, and your cruise can be paid off already.
Yes.
Yeah, Nick DeSanti. That's why you use the payment option.
Oh, I don't want to get into it. Agent
09. Agent
09. He already said you'd give him shit if he knew he was in the chat.
That's how I was
thinking. He'd be one of the... I want him to go.
I do too.
Really bad, but he ain't going.
No.
It'd make me and our number one sponsor, Rob Talone from AvSense Technology, very happy if you, Agent 09, got your happy ass on a cruise in December.
Yeah, Rob's been in the chat.
Come on, Nick.
Thank you for the pictures, Rob. Rob slid some pictures over that we put in the slideshow this evening. Thank you.
Oh, Rob is awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, him and his wife are very nice people.
Yes. Samantha?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rob's calling him out.
I feel blessed to have both of those guys a part of our sponsoring crew, and just as a friend as a whole.
Yeah. It was great to get to meet them. Shoot, we got to meet all kinds of new people. We made all kinds of friends on there.
You know, I want to make sure you get some credit. Not that the last hour and a half hasn't shown that, but you know, they always talk about it's the work you don't see, you know, that takes to get to what you see, and kind of feel like being part of this with you as you have been with the show. I just want to say, man, how you have grinded to get this going. Like even back to when we talked about was that the COVID national we were at Punta Gorda? Or down there. Mo packs up, flies down to Cape Coral, Florida, and goes to the Charlotte National, and we were all down there, and like he didn't hardly sit down. He was just out telling people about the cruise, telling the people. Then you've went to Texas, you've went to
the Grands.
Yeah, it's Grands that year. We went. You set
Rock
up.
Hill. Cape Coral.
Yeah, Rock Hill, Cape Coral. Did you go to Sarasota too? Where is Sarasota?
I did not.
But man, yeah, so just lots and lots of work to get to where this has been. You know, back to earlier when we were talking, you know, it takes a lot of passion. You know, people will be like, hey, you're just a hell of a salesman. No, there's difference between a good salesperson and the passion that you have and you believe in it. And it's everything we've talked about, all the stories we've shared. It's so much fun. And that's it. It's fun.
Well, and that's why we've been talking about it for the last hour and a half. Because, the three of us and yourself, you know, obviously you, we've all been on it and had a blast. And that's why we're sitting here talking about it. It's like an infomercial for the cruise. But, I mean, it was
look at how far it's come for what you've done. From that table at Steel Wheels with your phone and... Or no, you didn't even have a phone. I think you had a TV playing.
I had a TV plugged into my phone.
That was it. So from that to like just now where this is at and the who's on the cruise, how many people are on the cruise now, it's truly turned into the destination, the must go on. BMX vacation.
Anita and I put together a really good product that we knew that the riders would really enjoy if they gave us a chance to take that leap of faith. And I'm glad that the three of you have done that, as well as countless first-time cruisers and, you know, the return, you know, Insane Cruise Posse members.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Seeing how far it's reached, you know, we've got friends in upstate New York that are going on it this year. You got people in all the way out to California and then there that, you know, are making this part of a destination trip for them. It's been fun, and
it's cool.
Really proud of what you've done and how far it's come.
We booked a ride from Australia about a month ago.
God damn, that's awesome.
Oh, there you go.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
You know, it just shows that, you know, Anita and I are doing something right. We tapped into something that the riders, you know, needed, even though they didn't know they needed it at the time.
Yeah.
Right. No, it's a cool deal. So,
did we?
Congratulations.
That's awesome. Thank you. I'm trying to find my setup to send to you real quick.
Okay, well, you do that. I'm going to throw it over to Melissa, and we're going to do. You got a trivia question, right?
I can.
Okay. Yeah. See, I saw it in there. So
yeah, it wasn't really.
What?
Yeah, I don't. It's okay.
Okay.
I don't love it.
You don't love the question or trivia?
Both. It just feels weird right now.
Well, Mo's gonna send me a picture. I can pull it. Are you gonna are you gonna send it in Messenger, Mo?
I will.
Okay.
All right, so Melissa's trivia question is brought to you by Bombshell Racing Systems. So if you're looking for something for your bike, you need Bombshell. Go check them out. Get yourself set up with your Bombshell Racing System.
Melissa.
Sorry. Clearing my keyboard here. Okay. I got a sticker pack going to the winner with some Danger Snacks in there. All sorts of show sponsor stickers. And then, although we had a few spring days this week, we're still going with this Bombshell sweatshirt here. That's the front of it.
Yep.
And then it's got... big Bombshell logo on the...
Oh, there you go. That is cool.
On the back there.
Oh.
All right. So, got to find my question. Hold on.
I need to get you guys some swag.
Absolutely.
Giphy. Giphy, you heard that.
That and stickers. I had a big stack of the cruise stickers, but I think we gave them all out. But anyways, so my trivia question is, what year was the very last Grands that Mo raced in his BMX career? What year did that last Grands take place?
There we go.
Oh, a few minutes ago. First person in the chat, and we'll get the prize pack out to you with the correct answer, clearly.
There's the setup we were talking about now.
Oh,
there
yeah.
There we go.
He's got the Mighty Mo BMX Cruise pits.
Got everything in there.
Yeah.
He's got couch. He's got a couch in there.
Oh, it's because
the whole deal, Mo.
It's total factory.
It's in here.
Yeah.
It's factory setup, man.
You know, if I'm trying to put together a professional-looking cruise, I got to have a professional-looking pit to give people an idea as far as what's in store for them.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, got the tent, canopy.
Brian Fell of Mega Design Group says, look at that tent.
It's a fine-looking tent,
it
Mr.
Is
Fell.
A yeah, fine-looking Brian. Tent.
Gotta see you two in December.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, who else he could bring is Bill Prince. He could bring Bill.
There you go.
I'm trying to get Bill to come to.
Hopefully they're not It'd sharing a room.
Bro, if they shared a room, they would
each other.
Kill each other.
can't decide who would win that.
That could get interesting.
Oh, that would be so funny.
I can rework my schedule. Wait a minute.
That'd be enough to entice you away from your Christmas party.
Well, we're waiting for a winner
I
here.
I have a winner whenever
you got one already?
Oh, yeah.
All right. What do we
told
got
you
going
it wasn't
on?
Really that awesome of a question.
It wasn't Tom Brady, was it?
No, but
okay.
That's only because David didn't actually say that answer first. He gave me the correct answer.
Was it Anita?
No. David D'Artona actually came with the first correct answer. Oh. And what year was it, Mo?
2009.
Yes, it was. All right, David.
Dave, first drink on me on a ship in December.
There you go.
As long as you got a drink package, bud.
Right.
No, Mo can buy him one.
I get 6 free drinks a day.
That's right.
That's right.
Mo, are you here? I don't know if this is still the same way, but your events you would do, you had drinks at too. And I know I'd come flying in and be like, all right. Let's go. And then all of a sudden, there's people walking around with whole trays full of drinks.
Yeah.
I was like, just set that drink. Just set the whole tray down right here. We'll take
no,
care
the
of
best part is that there's a drink of the day.
Oh.
I forgot about that this. You must try every day.
Yep.
Because they're different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never drank so much fruit juice in my life.
I gotta get vitamin C, man.
Yeah.
Well, that's one way to get it is with vodka.
Well, that's vitamin V.
Yeah. That and then a bottle of water.
Hey, you know what we didn't bring up about the cruise? What about Super Producer here doing all the live reads for the commercials?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, jeez.
When we the first...
Hey.
What did we do? A year and a half? Because it got delayed, so we did what,
delayed,
like
yeah.
a year.
Yeah.
And
so, how hard is it to do a remote show from the cruise, Justin? I know you said there was some issues the first time you went.
It's really
super live might be tough. Pre-recorded would be different.
Could do that, but I mean the difference between is a button in the software. It's really the bandwidth. If it's, okay. I mean, I can text you. And tell you what you know it's recommended and what would be best is for the upload. It's not the download. So like a lot of time on the crew, like when we were on it, I was looking at those numbers, and the cruise wants to give you download speed. They allocate a lot of the download because that way you can, you know, stream shit, watch stuff, this and that, and it's, you know, do your videos and this or chats
and
things.
Well, that's your typical user wants download speed. Yeah.
Where we need a good secure upload, and then you can just click the button like we do here and. And away you go, but yeah. I'll get that and then we'll kind of take a look at it because as far as the setup goes, remember at the pre-party where it was like right off the MacBook with a camera and
I remember that.
I mean I've got it shrunk down so far, but then when I ended up figuring out like the most compact, you know, small mixer board, you know, headphones with mics and all this stuff, so it all packed and fit in real small, and it was like damn, everywhere we go. We're like limited by the bandwidth, especially like at races, right? Remember at Rock Hill, when we were there, it worked really good late in the evening when a lot of the people were already motoed out. But during the day, we had a hard time.
Yeah, I was just curious if that'd be something to be kind of fun.
It'd be fun. Yeah. It would be a lot of fun because you could do you know, kind of like at one of the events, like a little sit down chat thing for a live thing. But you could, you know, a lot. You know, you and I start putting our heads together. We got a lot of ideas we come up with.
You know, and we have time. You know, with the booking, booking's available through final payment September 2nd. Booking through August 9th because after August 9th, Royal Caribbean pulls all remaining inventory back into their group.
Okay.
You know, and the way things are going, I mean, I'm hoping to be sold out. By August.
That'd be awesome.
You know, we still have some rooms left, some decent rooms, but you know, we're booking at a pretty good pace, and you know, maybe, you know, some of your viewers out there want to take the leap of faith after watching this interview and you know, become a part of the group.
Get signed up quickly because you want the balcony room if you can get it, and if it's in your budget, you want the balcony room. I strongly recommend that. But hey, if it's not in your budget,
it's like $200 more.
Just as good.
It's only like,
yeah, just get on the cruise.
Get on there.
Step one.
Yeah.
I mean, the price difference between the interior room and the balcony is like $400.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. You know, and that could be a Christmas present to your loved one that you get to be a part of too.
Oh, that's a wake. That's well played.
That's definitely what I'm getting, Justin. His Delta flight down there.
There we go.
Hey.
Check.
Well, it works. Yep.
And he can buy mine.
What's so cool? Some people say, you know what? So close to Christmas. Well, the cruise itself is, but monetarily speaking, that money's going to be spent three months before Christmas. Yep. So it won't really interfere with any kind of Christmas money.
Right. Yeah. Right. Because you got to be all set and paid up. And
right. Exactly.
And
exactly.
Chances are you've already gotten your airfare by then, too, because you don't want to wait too long. So, you pretty much have budgeted by then.
Yeah. You're not jammed up with the cruise and then no money for Christmas or whatever, because that money's been spent months prior.
Pro tip for you. When you're shopping for airfare, always clear your cookies and cachet.
Yes.
Because if you don't, the minute you go back and look at that flight again, they mark it up. Just a tip.
Search on a different computer.
You can do that too. Mo, yes. I want to say thank you. I want to say thanks to everyone that tuned in this evening. Thank you so much. But I want to toss it over to you. I'm going to put you full screen here in a second and let you take some shout outs. And then we're going to say who's on next week, and we're going to button it up here. So I'm going to toss it over to you, Mo.
All right, guys. First and foremost, thanks for having me on board. And this cruise would not be possible, number one, without my lovely bride, Anita Tillman. Love you. I know you're watching. Hope you don't have too much critical things to say. But
she did not.
A big thanks goes out to the sponsors. I want to thank Rob and Samantha Tillon from Ascent Technologies. I want to thank the Shutt family, Catherine, George, Tyler, and Wendy Shutts of Premier National Racing Team. I want to thank Chris Allen from Chris's Corner, Chris and Casey Allen. I want to thank Billy Sabril, Gate 9, Custom Design Number Plates, Diana Vestal, Digital Design and Vinyl Prints, and Giffy. John Gifford from Die Job Apparel. Without all you guys, the cruise would not be as awesome as it is. So visit their sites, their pages, and give them the business, because without them, there is no Mighty Mo BMX cruise at the level that we are at right now.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
All right.
Great.
Chris, you want to let them know who's on next week?
Next week, we're going to talk to Toby Henderson.
He's back from Moto2.
Yeah, he's coming back. We're going to learn about, you see, he's got the Send It bike frame coming out. He's got, well, Box, all that going on. So we'll find out what Toby's up to next week.
Yeah.
So all you
he just talked about my cruise at the Grand last year.
There you go. Did you get him signed up yet?
No, he was asking some pretty pointed questions.
We'll work him for you next week.
Yeah,
guys.
Justin and Melissa will beat him up next week.
That's right.
Oh, I forgot. Chris has got a bro deal to go to London for 2 weeks.
He'll be hanging with the king.
Yeah, cheerio.
Pinky up. Keep it proper, Chris.
Wait, this is
something. Yeah, that's it. Right there.
Yep, there you go. I don't know. You got it.
You can call Jane. Yep. Learn the proper.
Yes, I got to get a hold of Jane Cardoza. Hey, I got to find one. I throw this out there. Is there any BMX tracks in London, England? I want to go at least see one if I can't get a shot there.
Wait, London has the.
I raced the Worlds there in '96 in Brighton, but that was ways away and a lot of years away.
Well, they took the Olympic track and made it a regular BMX track.
Did they?
Yeah.
They toned it down?
Wow. Yeah, that was a great repurpose. Actually, Melissa and I were just talking about this because 15 BMX, that social media site, they got a drone video from Rio.
Yep.
Oh, that track is... Yeah, did you, yeah, isn't
it's
that
sad.
What? Sad. And
that's how China looks, too.
Yeah. And London actually, when the Olympics were done, they stripped it down and made it a regular BMX track. So yeah, definitely. And it still has like all the London, Olympic stuff. So if you get to that one, that'd be pretty cool.
But if anyone's listening,
because we do get downloaded there on the podcast side, you can message the page, and Chris and Melissa and all of us have access to it. So
yeah, that would be cool. Yeah. I'd love to. Shoot, it'd be really awesome to try and race there if they had like a loner bike and a loner helmet or something. I could try and.
Yeah. I'd do some research.
Dude, you're Chris Beer. Just show up and tell him you're Chris Beer. You want a bro
deal
on
a bike.
The
All Things BMX show.
Yeah.
See how far you get on that one.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on your number one.
Thank you, Mo. I was just going to mention that.
That's really awesome.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks.
We love that. Moving up in the world. What was it last time? Three? We went three to one?
We were ranked three in all the BMX racing podcast shows, and we just recently moved from the third spot to the top spot on the podium. Right.
Yeah.
And 200 shows in.
Yes.
That's all it took.
200, too. Gosh, I still can't believe that.
Again, I feel privileged being on your 200th show, and thanks for your time, and thanks for being a part of my dream.
Well, you've been part of ours.
Yeah. I think we're the one privileged to be here and to be doing this. So
family.
So
that's right.
People still want to come on the show. That's pretty awesome.
And listen, they've been listening the whole time.
Right. That numbers ain't moved.
Like and subscribe and all that.
Remember,
fun stuff.
If anybody's interested, go on the Mighty Mo BMX Cruise Facebook page, like it, send us a message, or reach out to Anita Tillman at RC Travel, the number 4, les.com or send her a text or call her at 630-373-8070 and get yourself on the 24 Mighty Mo BMX cruise this December 14th through the 19th, the third annual, leaving out of Miami, going to Grand Cayman and Jamaica.
There we go.
Mo, we're going to make
sure.
If you
know, you know.
If you know. We'll put that contact information in the show notes and all that.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. With that, we're gonna bust on out of here. You guys, again, thank you so much. 200 shows in. We really appreciate it. Love you guys all. You guys have a good night. Chris.
Thank you, everybody, for supporting us. We appreciate it. I still can't believe 200 shows. It's so awesome. Thank you, everybody. And God bless you. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.